communication skills training. Do you think you would benefit if you were to develop your communication skills? Since we all succeed by means of teamwork, communication is a vital skill to master. Communication may be defined as a transfer of information and or emotion. Communication as the transfer of information. These are the logical elements of your communication. What are examples of the types of information you need to communicate? Facts, figures, technical information, proof that your ideas are right. Communication as the transfer of emotion. These are the emotional elements of your communication. What are examples of the emotions you need to communicate? Optimism, friendliness, enthusiasm, fun. In order to get the best from yourself and others, work to improve your communication skills. There are three channels of communication: words, logic, facts, figures, information, and proof. Rhetoric, enthusiasm, vision, motivation, positive emotion. Tones, voice tones, loud or quiet, fast or slow. Visual impact, body language, how you appear. Work habits, how you act. Score yourself out of 10 for each of the following 7 questions. How would you rate your ability to transfer facts, judgments, and information from your mind to the minds of others, without any misunderstanding, omission, or error? Do people always understand you, score higher? Or are there frequent examples of other people not understanding what you mean to say? Score lower. How would you rate your ability to gain information from the minds of others? Do you ask the right questions, and do you listen well to the answers? Or are you sometimes not as attentive as you think you should be? How would you rate your ability to handle words? To what degree would you say you have the gift of the gab? To what degree are you highly articulate? What emotions do you think you inspire positive emotions in the minds of others around you? Do you tend to inspire feelings of optimism, cooperation, and friendly good humor? Or do you tend to depress or upset people? Are you annoying? Are you able to handle conflict situations in a constructive, positive way? Or do you find conflict situations stressful or difficult to handle well? Generally, how would you rate your body language? Posture, gestures, expressions? How would you rate your voice tones? Voice volume, pitch, accent, variability? What did you score high on? What did you not score high on? Is there anything you think you need to improve? If yes, then what? Your use of words. Speech habits. You have 3 layers of vocabulary. Full vocabulary. All the words you know. Active vocabulary. A smaller number of words that you actually use. Speech habits. An even smaller number of words you use often. Everyone has speech habits. Speech habits are words or phrases that you use habitually, every day, without even thinking about them. Some people have some good speech habits, which is splendid. Others have bad speech habits, which is a bit crap. Examples of bad speech habits. Sort of thing. I went down the park, sort of thing. I had to go on the swings. Sort of thing. Isn't half. I really like it. It isn't half good. Crap. I know you think it's all crap. Have you got any bad speech habits? Think about it and name them here. 4. 5. 6. Good speech habits. 5 polite phrases you need to use as a speech habit. Yes, please. No, thank you. Would you mind if we? Would you please? Thank you very much for X. I appreciate it. In addition, show interest in anything that strikes you as worthy of honest praise. People like praise. Give the people what they want, and they will love you for it.